I usually go to bar charts, or you can find Commitment of Traders report on many different sites. Right now, the commercial traders are extremely short, or like they haven't been in like 2 or 3 years. And the trend followers or smaller traders are very, very long. And this is usually le it leads to corrections. And right now, the geopolitical tensions, I think we're still fine. We're still okay. So GLD, I love the chart because it goes up, then it consolidates. It goes up, then it
Right.
consolidates. It doesn't even correct. It doesn't do this. It's
Yeah.
a pure technical, awesome, for lack of a better word, uptrend. So
Right.
nothing wrong with that. But if you read my newsletter, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, a week ago, I suggested writing calls against the position. So I'm still long gold. I'm still a GLD. I'm still long GDX as a combination of gold stocks.
Dennis, how are you?
Good. Nice to see you, Andy.
It's really good to see you. We've had a lot of movement in all different markets here. Wanted to get your opinion. Let's first start with the stock market. When we've been saying for a while, if we don't get a correction in October or before or around October, we could see this thing running a great deal to the end of the year. What are the technicals telling you?
Well, I think we are going to have a correction. I was kind of going back and forth on it since the market was anticipating the Fed cut. They got it, and it's a jumbo cut. Everything's great. We made new highs. S&P did, Dow did. Everything was okay. As far as internals, they were strong. So broad participation, I had no problems with it. And we kind of stalled about a week and a half ago. But what caught my eyes is something that rarely happens is VIX. So VIX is an indicator I look at, my company VIX Change. So it's obvious. While the market was sitting at the top, the VIX went straight up. This is very unusual. You know that VIX and S&P have a negative correlation of about 72% historically, which is natural. When it happens for a day or two, when they go in the same direction, it usually means, okay, this direction is over. That has been going on for almost 2 weeks. Let me show you the chart. Let's see if it can work. I'm gonna try to share the screen. So, oh, I'm sorry, this is the wrong chart. And if you take a look at the last several days, 2 weeks, we're basically sitting on top of all-time highs. So today we sold off about 1%, but it's not much. So it's sitting on top. So we're sitting right there, the previous stop in July, previous stops in August, early September. Right now we're at the same price. So this is a support, okay? I wouldn't worry about it if it wasn't for VIX. Now let's take a look at VIX. So it's going straight up. Like, look at this, the last 5, 6 days. It went from 15 to 23. I mean, what is going on? The real volatility, historical volatility, is at about 13, 12, 13. VIX is at 23. So the options traders are saying we're going to have a correction. So at least a pullback.
That's what the options traders are thinking.
Yeah, and they're a pretty smart crowd. It's not just VIX. VIX futures, off the tracks, VIX futures also went up. Look at that. It rarely goes up. So this is a concern, and I was buying puts today.
You are
So
buying puts.
November puts, yeah.
Got it.
As a some of it depends on your style of trading. Some of it is a hedge to the portfolio, or in my case, it's more of a speculative trade. It's not a big position, but I do think, let's go to SPY again, go down to a 50-day moving average, but that's about a couple of percent. So, and if something goes wrong, then we're going to go all the way down to 200 days. We haven't visited it in a while. And we're in October, and we all know what October means. It's a lot of emotional trading, a lot of weird stuff. We got things in Israel that is unraveling in the wrong direction. Obviously, we have elections, but these are normal elections. I don't see any problems with it. It's not like market hates one side, likes the other side. It's just the uncertainty. We got those hurricanes, especially one that's coming. I know your neck of the woods, not too far away. Economically, everything is okay, so I don't see any problems. I mean, we had reports. Some of them are slightly inflationary. Others are saying that everything is okay. We're slowing down. The economy has slowed down a little bit. So it's not the economic trends. I think it's more geopolitical or election-wise or something like that. But VIX going straight up, this is not a good sign. This is, I mean, it's a high probability of a correction in the stock market.
Interesting.
Yeah, at least a pullback. That's what I'm looking at.
Got it. Well, hey, let's talk about real quick before we get into oil, which has broken out, but let's talk about VIX Exchange, the new product that you've launched. Talk about that real quick, and then let's talk about oil.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a new product. It's a newsletter that a lot of people ask me to do. Basically, I'm going to update the market, trade recommendations a couple of times a week. Started it about 2, 3 weeks ago. Had already several recommendations. They're mostly options because I'm an options trader. They could be as straight up as, hey, let's buy calls, let's buy puts or call spread, pull spread, put spread. And some of them are going to be more complex, more market neutral when you do spreads on one security versus a call or a put on another security. A lot of market neutrality that I have a lot of expertise on. And I think it's an interesting product, and people who are interested should try it, and it's free. You read a couple of my reports, so if you think they're up to par, thanks for mentioning it. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, and where can people get it? What's the website?
It's a vixchange.com. Vixchange, like exchange, but it's a wordplay. Vixchange.com.
VIXchange.com.
Yes, that's
Got
correct.
it. And you can also get it on naturalresourcestocks.net.
Not exactly. It's also there.
Excellent.
Awesome.
So if let's talk about oil here. We had a huge breakout, I think. Well, I don't want to speak for you. Tell me what the technicals are showing on oil, and if you think this is geopolitical or if this is a technical breakout or a little bit of both.
It's a little bit of both. It started with geopolitical. It's Iran is involved, and the Middle East is involved. And if the United States gets involved heavier and this and that, oh my God, I mean, we can easily go to 100. So it started as that. That's the main concern, but technically it looks fine. It just went straight up over the several days. By the way, talking about my newsletter, we caught it. We got you read about it, so we're already out because it was kind of a short-term trade, but we are
You caught the
doubled.
oil trade.
I got the oil trade got out Friday. So, and it took basically what we held it for like a week and a half. And yeah, we got that trade. And actually, I would like to see right now because oil went straight up. I don't want to open the position, not a position right now. But what it did, it lifted all the oil stocks with it. And that's, I like them even more than the commodity. Every time we talk, I like them more because they're cheap. And let me show you a couple of charts. I'll share the screen one more time. Here you go. Occidental Petroleum. It's been kind of in the doghouse. See, it was like a, correction, bear market, call it whatever. And we're looking at a double bottom, both in September. Look at the RSI indicator, it's a divergence. Look at MACD, it's a divergence. Just basic indicators. So it cleared 50-day moving average. I believe it started the uptrend. Look at the volume on the upside. Look at this. the red dark bars. So this is pretty impressive. This is real buying. This is not just short covering. This is real buying. It's going to continue. The blue line on the very bottom, it's implied volatility. Look how high it is. So I would say, as a stock trader, I would just buy the stock for like an intermediate term trade. As an option trader, what I would like to do is take advantage of this high volatility, and I would like to sell naked puts on it. Like, for example, a 55 or 54 put, maybe October, November expiration.
I would agree with that because the
Yeah.
volatility is so high, correct?
Yeah, it's expensive. So, as you and I always talk, selling naked puts is a bad idea if you don't want to own the underlying. But in this case, I do. I would like it to put back to me. So, I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to sell those fat puts on probably November expiration. I haven't done it yet, and I will do it tomorrow, especially if it pulls back. So, like a little downtick here and there. So, that would be good. If it goes up, puts expire worthless, I get paid. If it doesn't, as we talked about multiple times, it's going to be put to me at that price, at the strike price, and I would like to own it because I believe the future is bright for this company. Almost the same, almost identical. Look at that double bottom.
Yep.
Divergence RSI, divergence MACD, very high implied vol, almost at the high of the year. If it's, yeah, very close to that. Similar chart, similar thing. The first target is 200-day moving average, so that's about 10% from here. Or I believe that it's starting in more of a major uptrend. So these two stocks are very good stocks to own. So I like them a lot, and I'm going to write puts on them.
Excellent. Okay. Real quick, if the general stock market falls apart as you think it will, or it has a correction as you think it will it suck down the oil, these oil equities?
Could be, but I think they're going to hold a lot better.
Yeah. And that's why you sell puts too, because you want them put to you. You're just collecting the premium.
Collecting the premium, yeah, and it's fine. I'm sure if the market goes down 5 or 10%, if it's a big if again, if it does, then those stocks will correct a little. But considering what's going on in the world, I think crude oil will stay buoyant. I think it's going to still go up. Here is a chart of crude oil. I don't have to show. So just a
ETF.
ETF.
Look at that. That just ran like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I think the major target is those two tops we had earlier this year, one in April, one was that in July. So that's another 3 or 4%. But
And
if
in your
help breaks
newsletter,
loose, yeah, if help breaks loose in the Middle East, it's going a lot higher.
yeah, in your
So,
newsletter, you started nibbling on it around 70. Is that correct?
yeah, we bought it around 69, so we've almost caught
You
a
got it really
bottom.
close to the
It was
bottom.
like, yeah, 69, 70, something like that. And we got out like around 76, 77. So
Good for you.
yeah,
Okay,
it was
let's talk
good.
about gold. Gold's been the headlines. Gold's been so strong. It seems like it's going sideways a little bit recently. Silver has had a really good run as well. Comment on both gold and silver. What are your thoughts?
As far as gold is concerned, I'm a fundamentally bullish gold. I don't see any problems with it. It's not for inflationary reasons. It's just for many reasons that the governments are buying it, and the geopolitical tensions, the uncertainty about the Fed, and so on and so forth. So I'm not going to repeat what other guests your guests mentioned. So fundamentally, I'm bullish. Technically, the only concern I have, and this is more of a short-term concern, maybe for a month or two, is commitment of traders report. And let me see if I can find the chart right now and share the screen. That's a big if.
You share the same thoughts, really, but as myself and a lot of other traders is it's just really, really a one-sided trade right now, which is concerning.
Right. Yeah. I don't have this chart at the moment, but
That's okay.
so I usually go to bar charts, or you can find commitment of traders report on many different sites. Right now, the commercial traders are extremely short, or like they haven't been in like 2 or 3 years, and the trend followers or smaller traders are very, very long, and this is usually le it leads to corrections. And right now, the geopolitical tensions, I think we're still fine. We're still okay. So GLD, I love the chart because it goes up, then it consolidates. It goes up, then it
Right.
consolidates. It doesn't even correct. It doesn't do this. It's
Yeah.
a pure technical, awesome, for lack of a better word, uptrend.
Right.
So nothing wrong with that. But if you read my newsletter, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week ago, I suggested writing calls against the position. So I'm still long gold. I'm still a GLD. I'm still long GDX as a combination of gold stocks. Nothing wrong with it except for the commitment of traders report. And that's why I
Yeah.
said I'm going to write some covered calls. If it pulls back, corrects, okay, at least it'll mitigate my short-term pullback losses.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Longer term, everything is fine. I don't see anything. I don't see why gold would collapse. I think it
Yeah.
would just, if it pulls back a few percentage point, that's what kind of I'm expecting. Okay, fine, no worries. So that's why I wrote some calls. Silver is a little bit, it has almost the same thing, but the uptrend in silver is not as impulsive. It's more like, which is fine, no worries. But if you look at the weekly chart, let's see if I can share it. And by the way, commitment of traders report on silver is as bad as gold. So again, the producers, the commercials, they're short. So they know more than we do. Sometimes they just hedge, but for whatever reason, it's one of the it's a canary in a coal mine, and that's why I'm thinking maybe silver. I like it a little bit less right now. Let's share the screen again and see if that's trading at prior highs. But what I would like to do is show you the longer term chart, the weekly chart that was daily. That's a weekly chart. So it's not a clear uptrend. It's nice, but it's not good as gold. But look at MACD again. I'm looking at basics of basics. MACD has a little bit of a divergence, a little bit. So RSI is not as strong as it was when we were going up a couple of months ago, 2, 3 months ago. And the volatility is starting to go up. When it goes up, usually leads to change of trend or consolidations and things of that nature. And as I mentioned, commitment of traders are relatively bad. So silver, I don't have a position right now. In other
Got it.
words, I'd like to see, for fundamental reasons, I view silver just like I view gold. I hardly ever short it because I think that overall, we're talking
You're
months,
crazy.
years.
You short it.
Yeah, I think we're going to be higher, so I don't want to short it. But at the same time, I'm a little cautious on that right now, and therefore I have no positions in silver at all. If it pulls back, if it has a little bit of a correction, I'd be interested again.
Got it. Okay. What should traders and investors keep a lookout for over the next week or two?
A week or two. Well, first of all, the hurricanes and the situation in Israel, obviously these two. And I'm expecting a correction in the stock market, some kind of pullback, some kind of correction, because VIX is saying we're going to have a couple of bad days, don't know when. But that's what we should look at. When I'm saying bearish in the stock market, I'm not saying bear market. I don't think so. I don't think so. But some kind of a scare, a short-term scare this month, maybe in the cards. So
Got it. Okay. Again, if people want to do business with you or they like your work, how do they find you again? And how do they follow you on Twitter?
it's on Twitter or X now, at Trader Leontief. So it's pretty simple. Or they can go to VixChange and find the information there. And I'm posting another newsletter today. And I'm going to update a couple of things on either Tuesday night or Wednesday night.
Excellent. Thanks, Dennis. And I will link to everything in the show notes below this video.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Andy.
Thank you, Dennis. Good to see you.